Okay, I'm going to talk about a number of medical issues of note or interest, I should say, to everybody. I'll start with Brian Balog. I just had an opportunity to visit with Brian, get an update on his injury situation. We're still waiting on a medical opinion that hasn't come in yet. Brian is still hopeful to potentially give it a go. We clearly understand all the options with the initial medical opinion. So nothing's been finalized. If you had a chance to see Brian, and maybe you will so in the locker room, he doesn't even look like he's injured. So it was one of those plays that you really don't understand and didn't look like a very significant injury, but we're still working through the process. So no decision on Brian has been made. Jordy Nelson, he had a procedure done yesterday on his knee. He will not be available for the rest of training camp. Our hope is for Jordy to be ready for the season opener at San Francisco. Dayton Jones was mispracticed today because of the illness. Alex Green mispracticed today because of his knee. Ryan Taylor had a knee in the scrimmage. He mispracticed today. And Randall Cobb had a injury to his bicep. Johnny Jolly left practice today with cramps. And that's the medical report. With that, I'll take your questions. Vince Young had an opportunity to work Vince Young out yesterday, and really the reasoning for giving the quarterback an opportunity this particular time at training camp is we feel that we needed to add more competition to the quarterback room. It's an ongoing process with our personnel department, and Vince came in. I thought he did a nice job in the workout. He hasn't been in a camp or been in. With the team in quite some time since Buffalo last year. So we're excited to give him an opportunity.
How long do you think it will take for him to get up to speed and actually see him out there?
I have no idea, but we're gonna get him as ready as soon as possible. I think it's a real challenge for any quarterback to come in to a new system at this point in training camp. For example, our last installation day was today, and now we shift to a game plan review type format going into the Arizona game. So it'd be a challenge for anybody, and we'll see how it goes. We'll get them ready as soon as we can.
Like you had said going in before when Matt got hurt, that even getting enough reps with four guys around was going to be challenging.
Correct.
How does it now translate? You have four with the two guys that were here and splitting the reps and trying to get everybody ready.
No, absolutely. I mean, it's something we've got to work through. I think the rep count, as far as what we've done with Aaron, is where he needs to be at this point in his career. He feels very good. He looks good. Anybody that's played quarterback for a long time, you have to be very conscientious not only of their arm fatigue, but also their legs and particularly their groins, just for all the number of drops that they're doing, particularly with the footwork drills that we do in quarterback school. So it's a little more extensive than I think people realize. So the other reps have been balanced between Graham and BJ, and that's really what we'll look at, and that's where Vince's reps will come from.
Like, do the doctors think Bulaga can play with a torn ACL? Is that something that's
Brian Bulaga's decision really hasn't been final. I know that's why I was late getting here. I had a chance to sit down and talk to Brian just to see if he had been given an update. That he's been waiting for. Everybody's, going to talk it through. We always do what's in the best interest of the player. Brian fully understands, what it would take for him to play this year, and he's looking at all his options.
Mike, what play did that injury occur on? How early in the scrimmage?
Play 7.
What do you think of Bakhtiari at left tackle?
What do I think of him? Well, Dave is going to get a chance to play left tackle right now, and I mean he's a young player, and I think having the opportunity to just sit in one position and play that position solely will help him, and he definitely has the ability. I think he's shown that, particularly in the spring. So I have no question about his skill set. He's very, very smart, and I think he has one mental error in all of training camp. Going through 8 installation practices, that's extremely you know, that's a, that, I don't know, that's really good for an offensive lineman, particularly what they're asked to do. So we'll see what he can do. I'm excited about his opportunity.
How does Brian's injury change your plan for Don Barclay?
You know, really, Don, you know, I spoke on this the other day. You know, Don has been moved around a lot and more for what we feel is in the best interest of the development of our offensive line, the unit. But we need to probably look at, you know, maybe not moving him as much. So we'll give him more opportunities at right guard and right tackle. You know, you know, the center responsibility is something that we're looking at right now.
With Vince's skill set, you know, how extensive do you see the benefit in maybe defending an offense that you could run in the future?
Well, I mean, Vince Young is a very talented player. You know, you look at his history, you know, it speaks volumes about his ability to play. So it's just a matter of getting comfortable with him. We have a diverse offensive scheme. I think it's very important that your system has the ability to absorb any player. I think it's a big mistake when coaches talk about their system of football, and you have to bring in people to fit your system. That's not a belief of mine, and it's reflected on how we try to play football in all three phases, and that's no different the quarterback phase. So we have concepts and categories in our offensive system and schemes that I think will definitely benefit Vince's ability. So, you know, it's just really, you know, we're back to square one. I mean, he's learning a new language. There'll be some carryover from his time in Philadelphia. Just have an opportunity to visit with Vince yesterday. So, but with that, it's, you know, they're all different. I mean, no one runs the same thing.
Do you expect him to play on Friday?
Can't really give you a question, answer on that. I'm hopeful everybody plays. You know, I'd like to have everybody play against Arizona. Yeah, it's something you touch on. You know, I had an opportunity to run the workout with him yesterday, and just, you know, it's the way he'll be coached footwork wise is different than what he showed in the workout. So, but you don't want to spend, you know, majority of your time with that. But just the way the quarterbacks are trained on a daily basis, it's part of our daily operation. So, I mean, he'll definitely be. He'll be trained in it, but you know, we have to teach him the language and get him up to speed. And you know, he's got to develop the timing and the relationships with the perimeter group and the blitz adjustments and running the offense.
Like after watching the tape of Saturday night, what specifically were you unhappy with the other two guys that led you guys to make this move?
I just think it's more, you know, adding more competition to the room. I think. What I said after the game is accurate. You know, I felt Graham played very well. I thought it was probably one of the better scrimmage, you know, type environments that Graham has performed in. You know, BJ did not take the step that I was hoping for. But he's a young player. This is really his first opportunity, and I'm not giving up on BJ Coleman because I think he definitely has a future, a bright future. So we just feel. If you look across our football team, that was a room that needed more competition, and Vince Young was available.
Did you think about Newhouse going back to left and Bakhtiari to right? What did you have to say?
Well, I'm not going to get into all the difference, what we thought about this and that, but I think the one obvious is, you know, Marshall Newhouse has played a lot of left tackle here, and Don Barclay's played right tackle in games. So we know what those two guys can do. So it's still training camp. We have young players that need opportunities. Our young players are going to factor in the makeup of our 53, you know, our 53-man roster, and I think David is definitely going to be one of those people. So we have to create opportunities for these guys to grow and contribute. So how we end up, you know, time will answer that. I'm in charge of creating opportunities. I'm in charge of creating a culture and a structure, but it ultimately comes down to the players. The players got to step up, and they got to take advantage of these opportunities to win these jobs.
Mike, you're not going to. And self-pity, but when you get news on Bulaga, you get news on Jordy Nelson, you've done all this stuff all offseason to try and prevent injuries. Do you get angry? Do you get frustrated? Or do you just say, next man up and there's nothing else to it?
Well, I mean, injury prevention, I mean, everybody talks about it and everybody does everything you can to to try to decrease it. But as far as where we are today in training camp and compared to years in the past, you know, the health of our football team is better. So to me, that tells me the adjustments, some of the changes, you know, the potential for them, it's working. These type of injuries are they're part of the game. And the game of football, especially pro football, stops for nobody. And you keep playing. And if you ever stop and blink, you know, you're two steps behind your opponent. I feel terrible that what happened to Brian. No one knows how hard he's prepared coming off of last year's injury. I mean, Brian Bulaga, you know, I can't tell you on maybe one hand how many days he has left Lambeau Field. I mean, he worked out exclusively here in the off season throughout the summer. So to see him pour that much into it, and able to see it, you know, you feel bad for the person.
Do you view Vince as an asset in helping you prepare for, you know, the Griffins and the Kaepernicks that you can see?
I think Vince definitely has that ability, yeah, and that, you know, that's something that, you know, he could help our defense with, and, you know, it's important for any quarterback that's not starting. That, you know, those are, when you're running a scout team or the opponent team's cards, that's your work, you know, and we put a lot of stock into those reps. You know, our coaches actually, with our younger players, we watch that film even during the season. So we have preliminary meetings with our rookies to watch them perform on the opponent squad. So, and that's something I've always believed in, because those are their reps. I mean, how are they going to get better during the course of the year? So whether it's the quarterback, offensive lineman, a defensive back, it's football, and you have to always evaluate the opportunity to play football in the team drills, because that's the only way you get better.
Mike, looking back at the scrimmage, what did you feel about
it? Running game and scrimmage, I thought that took a step forward. I thought we ran the ball particularly well. I wouldn't say very well, particularly well. I thought we apexed the number of runs, the blocking unit, and I thought the backs did a good job of getting it to the second level. So I was very pleased with it.
Mike, is there any concern there with Alex Green's knee, or is that just a schedule?
No, it's something just really flared up yesterday with Alex Green. So, you know, he's we know his history, you know, with the knee, and you know, it's something that he has to battle.
Mike, and Ryan Taylor, is it something that's a week-to-week, day-to-day type of thing, or is it?
I would think week-to-week. You know, it's difficult evaluating timelines, particularly with, you know, my conversations with players, because, you know, they all tell me they're going to be ready tomorrow, and then the doctors tell me totally different. So I know Ryan will definitely be on the short end, so I know he's pushing to get back out there.
Thank you.